producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad you're joining me for the second hour of our show on this lively weekend. Hope it's going well for you. It's going well for me. I'm having lots of fun talking to my listeners out there. We welcome you listeners just joined us and thank our listeners who listen to us all over the world. We've got hundreds of thousands of listeners worldwide who've tuned in on the internet. I did some checking why we do so well out of China and Russia, and the response I got was, well, Brown, don't flatter yourself. Don't pat yourself on the back. These are not awful lot of people want to learn English, and your weekend show, they sit there and listen to you and pronounce your words and learn English. So whatever you listen to us, I'm sure glad you're joining us to make some common sense here. One of the continuing issues that we deal with on a regular basis is how much of our liberty, if any, do we have to get up in exchange for being safe? 9/11 changed our perspective on this. I've talked about a lot on this program that in many instances we seem to overreact in terms of safety. And you can't overreact on safety, but as far as security, I mean, we talk about I put my wife on a plane today to go out to Salt Lake City, and, you know, they almost strip search you now when you go through the TSA checkpoints. So how do you balance all this out? Larry Corey is my guest right now. He's an ex-military contractor. He's a New York Times best-selling author whose latest book is Son of the Black Sword. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. And he talks about a totalitarian society and what can happen when you take away too many individual rights. Hey, Larry, glad you joined us today.
Hey, glad to be on. Thanks, Jim.
Well, let's talk about this. You talk about your concerns over totalitarianism, where we move towards too much government control, and there was a knee-jerk reaction that, I guess most of us would have been very leery after 9/11 in terms of our safety and when we get attacked like we did. But is there a balance today? You don't hear much about individual liberties from these presidential candidates. I guess Senator Ted Cruz from Texas is about the only candidate even mentioning it. No Democrat is. So how do we stand in terms of basic freedoms in this country today compared to, say, 15, 20 years ago?
I think we're in pretty bad shape. I think a lot of the populace is willing to give up freedom in exchange for the illusion of security, and part of the thing is a lot of the stuff that they promised really doesn't have anything to do with making us safer. That's just kind of an excuse. The government needs to meddle in everything, and they want to meddle in everything. And one of the themes of this book that I wrote is I was using that as a fantasy allegory of what happens when a society turns over total control to a bureaucracy until it meddles in all aspects of your life. And, the terrorism thing, the TSA thing, those are like the big obvious ones, but it's every aspect. It needs observation, control. I mean, they can listen to your phone calls, they can read your emails, they can collect all your data, they can access your finances, they can get into your bank account. And we're giving up all this stuff. And as you said, as far as the presidential candidates are concerned, really, Ted Cruz has been good on it. Rand Paul has talked about it a lot, and he fought against the NSA wiretapping. But overall, most of them are all in favor of it. And on the Democrat side, you're correct. It's terrifying.
No doubt about it. And you know, I think most people would feel, and I would tell you that it wouldn't be the end of the world if there was a justification, if you could justify it, I'm not real concerned about someone reading my emails or my telephone logs or anything like that. But there is a basic American premise that you have the right to be left alone. If you want to be a private person, you can do so. And that's all part of the freedoms built into our Constitution. So it's not so much, well, I got nothing to hide, as much as the erosion of other things that could happen to you because you're giving up your right to be a private person. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, it does, and I'm with you 100% because you think about it. So let's say they use the terrorism, the security as an example. But you look at what actually happens when you give bureaucrats this much control, and you start winding up with things like the IRS targeting specific groups. You know, so these bureaucrats are given the power to go after people based upon their thought. So like you say, well, I don't have anything to hide. Yeah, as in you're not doing anything criminal. But we're talking about government agencies that can look at your data and say, this is what this person believes, this is what this person supports politically, and it's against our current regime. So by golly, we can do whatever we want to them. And so that's one reason the privacy is so important. And so it's not really that even it's just a trade-off. It's just that we're putting power into the hands of people who are completely unaccountable. And notice they just had the hearings, and nobody in the government got in trouble for that. Nobody went to jail, and they're just going to retire with their pension. And
that's a very disturbing fact. Yeah, that's a very disturbing fact in terms of accountability. You know, I know that you hear that government bureaucrats don't make a lot of money, but there are millions of bureaucrats making $150,000 a year or more. And so there should be, and that's fine if they're doing a job of which the taxpayer is getting a return. But when there is violation of the law, as you and I have seen in so many instances, not just in liberties, prosecutors who know someone is innocent, still prosecutes them, problems you have with some of these major commissions like what happened after the bankruptcy bailouts after the crash of the stock market, no accountability there. You know, you ought to, we're not getting a proper return for our buck as taxpayers if there is no accountability. And right down the line from the Justice Department to these various commissions, there's just no accountability. If you break the law, well, that's it. Probably learn your lesson. Don't do it again. But we're not going to hold you accountable. That's the thing that concerns me. Not only are we giving up our freedoms, but there is no accountability factor for those who do violate our freedoms.
Yeah, it's like we're saying. One of the things I did in the book, and I did it specifically, is I had it set up with like an Indian-style caste system, right? Only because they banned religion a long time ago, the first caste, the upper caste, isn't priests, it's bureaucrats. It's this Mandarin bureaucracy that has its own set of rules. And so they are a special caste that are above the citizens and get away with whatever they want because they don't have accountability. When they break the law, the repercussions are different. If me or you did the things that people in the current administration have done, we would be going to prison for a very, very long time. I mean, if I had illegally smuggled hundreds of rifles into Mexico to give the Mexican drug cartels, I would be in prison forever. I would be in prison for the rest of my life. But they did that, and nobody cared. They had hearings, and eventually it got out of the news cycle, and people forgot about it. If I had dumped millions of gallons of toxic waste into a river in Colorado, I would be in a lot of trouble. But again, there's no accountability for the priest caste. They have their own special set of laws. They do not get enforced the same for them because they know the right people.
Backing up what you're saying, Larry, is these acts are being done. But then when confronted, so often a government bureaucrat's actions, they deny it. Say, oh, no, that's not happening. We didn't do that. We're not doing that. You find out they did, and you know, there's no accountability for making false statements along those lines. Larry, I got to take a little break right now. I want to come back with you and talk a little bit more about your book. Larry Correa is joining me. He's the author of a new book that's called Son of the Black Sword, and he brings some warnings about a totalitarian society. something that we talk about a lot on this show. You can find his book on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to come back and talk about basic liberties and the exchange of being safe versus being free. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free,
and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty?
This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, you want to be safe, but you want to be free, and often it's hard to reach that balance, something we talk about a lot on this program, government invasion into your privacy and how you draw a line of a reasonable balance. Larry Corey is joining me here right now. He's the author of Son of the Black Sword. He's a New York Times bestselling author. You can find all about his books on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Larry, I want to talk about the book here, but before I do, give my listeners a few specifics of what you think what liberties have been already sacrificed in this country today. Give us your bird's eye list, if you will.
Oh, man, where to start? privacy, finances, business, guns, home ownership, property ownership, the ability to travel, and the ability to communicate freely. So other than that, we're good.
Other than that, we're in pretty good shape. I saw a court decision here a couple of weeks ago that a county, I believe it was up in Ohio, was able to seize someone's private residence, not to build a highway or not to put in sewage or plumbing, but to allow private businesses to operate in a little business park. In other words, they can take your property and give it to somebody else. And the Supreme Court of this country said, we ain't got no problem with that. That's fine. And this is a conservative Supreme Court. So I'm glad you made that point. You see, it's just not your freedoms of protecting your emails and cell phones or having to be strip searched at the airport. And I know about that, by the way. I've got a knee, and I don't get upset about it, but I've got a knee replacement. I've got a hip replacement. So, you know, when I go through the airport screening, it just, you know, all the bells and whistles go off. You'd think that 9/11 was happening all over again. I tell them in advance, I've got a knee and a hip, will you just scan me? Well, they don't, and I have to be pulled off inside. It's about a 20-minute ordeal, and I've accepted that. But as you say, your financial statements, financial information, and there's a whole long list that goes way beyond just those basics. Where do you see, all right, now based on the rhetoric taking place with the presidential election next year, look into the future a little bit. I mean, do you see any liberties on the chopping block if we have another an event what's happening over in the Middle East? There's going to be an effort to cause some disruption in this country. I think that's a certainty. And particularly when we don't protect our borders, it's pretty easy to get in here with some kind of explosives. And we've seen that we have a certain element within our own country that basically are domestic terrorists. So there's going to be some more events. How do you think that the next president, the next Congress is going to respond? Are they going to make it easier for us to keep our privacy or make it more difficult?
They'll make it more difficult. It'll depend entirely on who's in the administration, because a lot of it's not just the president. You know, it's not just the man on top. It's basically who they have in charge of all the various administration bureaus and whatnot. Cause a lot of it's not even laws. It's how they're enforced. You know, like the IRS thing. It's not necessarily that they change the laws, and just that they enforce them selectively. And basically, as we've seen, any time there is some sort of crisis, it's an excuse to institute more power. So, I mean, let's look at America right now. Pick any major news event. Let's say that there's a shooting, a public shooting, and some people get killed. Within minutes, the pundits have already taken to the news about how they need some new government power and how they need to restrict people's rights. Every time there's a terror event, same thing. Basically any event. If there's a ecological disaster, if the weather is too hot or too cold, they're demanding more government power. You know, if the climate changes, then we need more government control of something. You need to give up freedom. Business needs to give up abilities. You need to give up property rights. And it's honestly, at this point, anything that happens in the news cycle is going to be an excuse. Someone's going to call for it. And then the question is, will the American people be upset enough to go for it?
And you know what concerns me, Larry? What concerns me is that Congress seems to be somewhat of a patsy playing along. Our conservative members of both the Republican and the Democratic caucuses up there, and I talked to this Benghazi hearing, and they've beaten this Benghazi thing to death. There were mistakes made. I think five people have been fired because of it. But I don't see it, whether you're for Hillary Clinton or not, that's not the point. It's obvious that there's been 25 or 30 hearings just to try to embarrass Clinton, and I'm not getting into her qualifications, but I'm just saying, as you pointed out, all these other liberties that are at stake, and we don't have these congressional hearings on what this administration is doing and how we're being restricted. We, outside of a couple of voices, as you mentioned, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, and Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, outside of those two voices, there's just very few voices in this country today standing up for individual rights. And it concerns me because, you know, I know we got to give, but at least you got to have a debate. You got to lay it out on the table and say, look, we got to have you give a little bit here because this is the long-term gain. Those discussions just aren't taking place, and it deeply concerns me and obviously concerns you, too, in terms of the direction you're taking your writing.
Yeah, oh, man, I tell you, if I've been audited many times because I've owned my own business, and I did military contracting as a number cruncher for many years. And I tell you, we got audited constantly by the government. If I had ever lost 30,000 emails, I mean, I'd be in jail. It's just, if the IRS comes to you and says, we need to see your records, you say, I lost them all. Yeah, they're not going to buy that.
No doubt about it.
All right, let's talk. Why for the rest of us?
We don't have a lot of time, but tell me a little bit about this book. Now, this is a fantasy. When you say a fantasy narrative, and it's allegorical, tell my listeners just what you mean by that in your new book.
Well, I mean, that's part of it, because I write big action adventure stuff. This is an epic fantasy novel. It's set in a world that's kind of like India, is what it's loosely based on, and there's a. The story is about this fellow who is basically a roving magical military law enforcement agent, okay? The guy is kind of a cross between George Washington and the Punisher because he discovers the truth of the situation and goes to set things right. And so it's a story of rebellion and redemption. And I like big action adventure stuff. So, you know, monsters and sword fighting and a lot of fun. And, this is my 15th novel now, and I've had in several different genres, multiple New York Times bestsellers, but I'm really proud of this one. It's a lot of fun. And so I know we've been talking about tyranny and all this unhappy stuff on the radio, but it's actually a really good book. And I just encourage your listeners to check it out. It's Son of the Black Sword. That's in stores everywhere this week, and available on Amazon now and Barnes & Noble and everywhere that sells books.
Well, it's I hope as you other books is going to be very successful for you, both commercially, and I know you're very proud of it. And again, I tell my listeners they can find the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Larry, thanks for spending some time with us today. Hope you're having a nice weekend. Good luck with the book. Hopefully we can talk to you again in the future.
Cool. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Take care. Interesting guy, and certainly a very viable front burner subject today in terms of we want to be safe, but what you got to give up, and are we really getting that safety in return? Taking a pause right now, coming back and talking about ghosts. It's Halloween next week. Are there ghosts out there? You've experienced a ghost? Are they for real? We'll talk about it here right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, Halloween is close at hand, and we always like to talk about special events that take place. Always a time to think about ghosts. We have caricatures of ghosts, but some people feel like that homes can be haunted or that you can communicate with dead relatives. We often hear about near-death experiences that take place where someone actually passes from this world but comes back and has certain visions. And so it's a question of any substance of that kind of thing and how those who do believe experience that belief. We've got a special guest here with us right now. Louisa Oakley Green has been on the show before. She is the author of a number of books that deal with psychics, that deal with ghosts, I guess, if you will. Most recent book, Sightseeing in the Undiscovered Country. You can find it on my website, plus everything about Louisa, at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Louisa, glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Hey, Jim.
Now, this is the time of year we talk about ghosts, isn't it? It's Halloween. Big time for you, right?
Absolutely. I'm interested in it all year round, but I think people tend to turn to that subject around now.
Now, you've got a science background. How did you get into the situation of, in effect, being a psychic, if you will, or having a perspective of that is otherworldly or that is beyond the realm that most of us experience? How did you become a psychic, per se?
Well, actually, I'm not psychic. My husband is. Basically, I always had a real strong skepticism about it. I was raised in an environment where we thought that psychics were nonsense. And I like to think that the universe has a sense of humor, because more than 20 years ago, I met this very nice man, and we fell in love, and we got married. Only I didn't realize that both he and many members of his family were psychic. And that was quite an education for me.
But how did you find out that he was psychic? You didn't know this before you married him?
Well, he kind of mentioned it, but I didn't take it seriously. You know, his family came over from Italy, and I figured, oh, this is some of that old country charm. And, you know, it was kind of quirky, but I didn't really place much credence on it.
Well, I mean, there is a whole genre of information and a large number of people that look at to our consciousness and out of body experiences and feel like that there is some kind of a celestial movement that takes place in a home, whether it's haunted or not. But so tell me, what led you into studying this whole fascinating area?
Well, after more than 20 years of being married to a psychic, and really what I do for a living is write science, I just felt like it's part of the human experience, and maybe we should approach it not from a I'm telling your fortune standpoint, but by interviewing everyday people around the world and telling their stories, things that they don't seem to be able to explain. These are not professional psychics. These are just people who, you know, had an experience and thought, wow, that's pretty crazy. And I also explore, the other part of the book is that I look into all the studies that have been done. Millions of dollars are funneled into paranormal studies, except that in the science community, they call it consciousness studies because it's more politically correct. You're not going to get a $1 million grant if you say you're doing studies on psychics. You have to call it consciousness studies.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and comment on you will on that UVA study that is at the University of Virginia that investigated thousands of kids who remembered past lives. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, I actually have the results of that study, and it's fascinating. It's the Division of Perceptual Studies at the University of Virginia, and they studied 2,416 young children around the world. These are kids who remembered past lives, and what they found with their research was that in 50% of the cases, the children supplied details of a past life, and 60% of those, they could actually positively identify the person in their past life. It's interesting because in 60% of the cases where children remember a past life, their life had ended violently or by a tragic accident. So there was trauma in their passing. And these children often lived in remote villages. They were poor, and there was no way they could know anything about the world outside of them. They don't have internet. And when they were taken to the villages that they named in their past lives, they were able to identify friends, relatives, and even tell you where everything was in the town. It was really remarkable.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There were some idiosyncrasies, too, that these kids had that was kind of interesting. For instance, the ones that had been the opposite gender in a past life had a desire to cross-dress, which is kind of interesting. There was one kid who got very angry with his Hindu parents because they were not preparing his food in the proper Muslim way from his past life. And they found that the way you died could manifest in fears in his life, like people who had a fear of water had drowned in a past life. So I thought that was very interesting.
Well, what conclusions have you led this to? I mean, some people would say, well, happenstance, just coincidence, a variety of reasons would bring this up. Are you a real believer yourself or not?
Well, I think that based on the way they conducted the study, because this wasn't just, you know, a group of people who got together. These were researchers from a university. I think that there's validity to what they found, and it was a large group of people. It was 2,400 children. It wasn't like something anecdotal. And what's more interesting is that they've done a lot of studies on consciousness, of course, that being the buzzword, But one of the things that they have come to the conclusion on, or at least they're postulating, is that there are four lines of evidence that show that consciousness actually resides outside of the brain. They think of the brain as like a cell phone. You know, the people
right.
who speak to you out of the cell phone aren't in the cell phone. The cell phone just transmits it. And that's how
right.
you see the brain. And they have four lines of evidence that they base that on, which is very interesting. And the first one is deathbed lucidity. And that's been reported in medical journals for more than 250 years.
I've heard of that, yes.
Yeah. And the
explain just what that is
sure.
on your...
In the hours before death, patients who previously had little or no mental functioning due to severe neurologic or psychiatric disorders, brain abscesses, tumors, strokes, dementia, or even schizophrenia showed return of mental clarity. In one particular study they looked at, and this was in the United Kingdom, 70% of patients with dementia became completely lucid in the hours before death. And the researchers suggested that while a damaged brain may keep a person from thinking, as it dies, consciousness may be released from expressing itself through the brain. So that was one of the four lines of evidence. The second line of evidence, which I think is fascinating, is that you're able to have consciousness without a brain. And basically what they've found is high intelligence has been noted in people with very little brain tissue. For example, there was one young lady who was an honor student, and she had some sort of bump or something. They had to do a brain scan. The doctors found that she had virtually no brain at all, only a brain stem. According to modern medicine, someone with only a brain stem should not be able to form any thought at all.
Right,
that
sure.
was fascinating. And she's not the only person. There have been several cases of that. Another one is something that you had mentioned a little bit earlier, near-death experiences. And that's when people are pronounced clinically dead and then resuscitated. And people with near-death experiences tend to have memories of what happened while they were dead, while they were clinically pronounced dead. And their accounts often are not only of things that went around them in the hospital or in the ambulance, but of things that happened miles away that end up being accurate. So that's kind of interesting. And then, of course, the fourth one is what we just talked about, past life memories. You know, that's also quite fascinating. And they tend to start in children between the ages of 2 and 5, and they tend to fade between 6 and 9.
Right. Louisa, I got to take a pause right now. I want to talk about the book, and I've got some other questions for you. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Louisa Oakley Green. She is a psychic bystander, I guess might be a good way to put it. And she's written some fascinating books. You can find on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk about ghosts, and I want to talk about how little we actually know about the brain with Louisa. We'll do this. Freshen up your coffee. We've got one more segment of the Common Sense Show, so stay with us today.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about Halloween coming up. We're talking about ghosts, psychics, a variety of near-death experiences, and the fact that a number of people have made some pretty legitimate claims about the relationship. I'm talking to Louisa Oakley Green. She is a psychic bystander, married to a psychic, and she's written several books about this whole area, including Sightseeing in the Undiscovered Country. You can find her books and her website on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Louisa, you know, from our discussion in that first segment, what it besides these experiences that some people are finding, what it tells me is that there's so much about the human brain that we don't even know, you know, that there's so many untapped resources.
Absolutely.
Within our brain, within our body, that we may be, some of these psychic experiences just may be the norm, but people that are experiencing these have tapped a part of the brain that to most of us is untapped, and all this just may be the norm 25, 30, 50 years from now. You follow me?
It's funny you say that, because Dr. Diane Hennessy Powell, who was a neuropsychiatrist who taught at Harvard Medical School, wrote a book on this, and she reviewed all of the studies that have been done on the mind and on paranormal experiences. And what she concluded was that the brain and the nervous system is like an antenna. And people who are extremely psychic have more sensitive antennas than the rest of us, so they can pick up on energy that we don't. And she further suggested that this is actually an evolution of the brain, and this is where we're going. So that pretty much reinforces what you just said.
Yeah, that there is, that It may not be that unique to certain individuals. It's unique now that they're a little ahead of the curve. Or maybe they're not ahead of the curve, but maybe their functions have taken a little different direction from what we consider the norm. But that norm is going to be dramatically different 15, 20 years from now, about 100 years from now. Who knows what we'll be able to tap into as we come on down. Now, we hear a lot about ghosts. How do ghosts, I guess when you talk about ghosts, you're thinking more about dead relatives who someone feels is trying to communicate with them, or what is your husband or other psychics you've read said about haunted homes and the fact that the dead come back and communicate?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I'd like to tell you first five reasons why ghosts haunt, and then I'd like to tell you some stories of actual stories of people and their experiences with these ghosts.
Right.
Paranormal researcher and author Debbie Chestnut spent 25 years investigating house haunting. And based on her experience, she distilled five reasons why ghosts hang around. And I think the first three are going to be things that we've all heard before, but the last two really surprised me. The first one is a home sweet home ghost, and that's a previous owner, and they return to their home after death. Now, they return either because they don't realize they're dead or because they just liked it so much that they don't want to leave. And these are ghosts that go through their usual routines. You'll hear footsteps, doors opening and closing, water left running, channels changing themselves on the television. I got stories about all of that in my book. And often these ghosts have a distinct personality, and they'll try to interact with the people who are there, but they're generally not there to hurt you. The second group are called the landlubbers. Now, you may live in a house, but there might have been a different house there before that was knocked down, and yours was built on top of it. And
right.
There's a ghost that is still living in that old house. And you can tell that that's the type of ghost you have because they'll do things like walk through walls or go up staircases that aren't there. And that's because they're still in their old home. And in their old home, they really are walking through a doorway. They really are going upstairs. These type of ghosts do not know you exist. Where you are, your space and time does not exist for them. They very rarely interact with you. However,
that makes sense. They're not used to you build a new house. They're not used to the house. They're going up the stairway in the old house.
That doesn't exist for them. And they're usually harmless because they don't even know you're there. The third type of ghost is called a construction ghost. And these are ghosts that have been dormant, but when you start to remodel the house, they come out. And they have one of two reactions. Either they're really happy that you're maintaining their house because they don't want it to be knocked down, or they're very angry that you're changing their house because they liked it the way it was. And when you get the angry ghost, because they start hiding or moving tools and building supplies, and they knock down ladders, or they try to frighten the construction crew to get rid of them. But these type of ghosts usually disappear after the renovations are done. Now,
let me stop you right there, though.
Sure.
But I guess the question that someone may not be skeptical, just may not understand, like me, where'd the ghost come from to begin with? I understand that maybe, assuming there was a ghost in a house that was destroyed or new residents come in or something, that all makes sense. But I guess the question would be, where'd the ghost come from to begin with? Why does every house have a ghost?
Why don't they move on, in other words? No, I don't think every house has a ghost. Some of them do, some of them don't. People most often don't move on because they don't realize they're dead. It's said that dying is like walking from one room into another. And unless you've been on a sick bed and you know that you were dying, if you've had a sudden death, generally you might not really, it might take you a while to realize that you're not really alive anymore.
Right, I got you.
Yeah. Now, the last two type of ghosts really surprised me because I've never heard of these things before, but they make sense. If you're the type of person who loves to go to flea markets, loves to go to antique shops, and you like to buy, old toys, old furniture, old jewelry, old clothing, and then you bring it home and suddenly you start to have paranormal activity, you need to figure out, did this paranormal activity start when I brought this object home, and is it occurring in the room where I have this thing? And if it is, you have a haunted object, and the only way to get rid of this ghost is to get rid of the object.
Hmm.
Now,
what's the last one?
It's crazy, but I've heard of that happening before. And the fifth is the most rare, but that is that some people can be haunted. Some people have a sort of energy that broadcasts out, and it attracts spirits. And those type of people have to learn how to set boundaries. Like, this is the time where you can bother me, and this is the time where you have to leave me alone, because they're always going to attract ghosts.
Well, is that that's why someone has a split personality, you think, or something? That they're reflecting a ghost in them?
Gee, I don't think the ghost is in them, but I think that, for instance, some of the most talented psychic mediums are the ones that are ghost magnets. You know, they can do readings for you because they're constantly attracting ghosts.
If I want to find a psychic, my listeners want to find a psychic, where do you begin? I guess go on the Internet and put psychic close to Paducah, Kentucky, or what's the best?
I would ask friends who they've gone to and what results they had. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how else you would really do it, because anybody can advertise that they're a psychic, but not everybody is very good at it. You know.
Yeah, I know. Down, you live down where I live in New Orleans. I mean, we got tarot card readers in every corner down there that could read the cards and tell me my future and evaluate my past. And they say they have psychic powers. And so, and a lot of people down there believe in them. And of course, we're very big in my part of the country on voodoo, that has some of the same tones. The fact that you mix certain potions. This all came out of Haiti and that part of the world, and that the potions can lead to psychic experiences that you can be led towards. So there's a number of avenues you can go down along this line, isn't there?
I guess so. Yeah, that's a whole subculture right there.
Right, right. Your book, are the two books that I know you have, Loitering at the Gate of Eternity and Sightseeing in the Undiscovered Country, do both these books deal with a lot of the issues we talked about today? Is that right?
Each one has more than 100 stories from everyday people about experiences that they can't explain. I mean, I could give you some examples. There's one woman I interviewed.
We got about a minute, but go ahead.
Okay, then I'll tell you a quick story. There's one woman I interviewed from England. She's a retired school teacher. And she told me a story about her brother, who, when he was middle-aged, was having a really tough time in his life, and he just decided he was going to kill himself. So he went out, and he purchased some rope, and he's standing on the chair, and he's ready to jump. And at that point that he was about to do it, his dead father came back and appeared to him and said, "Don't be so bloody stupid. What are you doing? You can't do this." And he just stopped immediately, because he was so shocked that his departed father would come back and say anything. So he didn't kill himself, and as a result, he lived many years and actually experienced a lot of good things he wouldn't have had he not done that.
Sure, good story. So, hey, Louisa, we've got to go. Sure enjoyed having you again on the show today. I want to tell our listeners that many more of these fascinating stories by Louisa Oakley Green can be found on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Louisa, take care. Have a good day. We hope to talk to you again.
All right, you take care, too.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks, bye. We're out of time. I wish we weren't. I'll be back next week, same time, same station. Check your local listing if you're uncertain. We'll make some common sense. Have some fun. Have a great week. Enjoy your Halloween. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.